Lift him up, October 26, God's chosen people. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. He whose heart is imbued with love is filled with sorrow at the errors and weaknesses of others. But when truth triumphs, when the cloud that darkened the fair fame of another is removed, or when sins are confessed and wrongs corrected, he rejoices. Love not only bears with others' faults, but cheerfully submit to whatever suffering or inconvenience such forbearance makes necessary. This love never faileth. It can never lose its value. It is the attribute of heaven. As a precious treasure, it will be carried by its possessor through the portals of the city of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Discord and strife are the work of Satan and the fruit of sin. If we would as a people enjoy peace and love, we must put away our sins. We must come into harmony with God, and we shall be in harmony with one another. Let each ask himself, do I possess the grace of love? Have I learned to suffer long and to be kind? Talents, learning, and eloquence, without this heavenly attribute, will be as meaningless as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Alas, that this precious treasure is so lightly valued and so little sought by many who profess the faith. If we would not build our hopes of heaven upon a false foundation, we must accept the Bible as it reads and believe that the Lord means what he says. He requires nothing of us that he will not give us grace to perform. We shall have no excuse to offer in the day of God if we fail to reach the standard set before us in his word. We are admonished by the apostle, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Paul would have us distinguish between the pure, unselfish love which is prompted by the Spirit of Christ and the unmeaning, deceitful pretense with which the world abounds. This base counterfeit has misled many souls. It would blot out the distinction between right and wrong by agreeing with the transgressor instead of faithfully showing him his errors. Such a course never springs from real friendship. The spirit by which it is prompted dwells only in the carnal heart, while the Christian will be ever kind, compassionate, and forgiving. He can feel no harmony with sin. He will abhor evil and cling to that which is good, at the sacrifice of association or friendship with the ungodly. The Spirit of Christ will lead us to hate sin, while we are willing to make any sacrifice to save the sinner.